My name is James Enoch, and I'm the board chair of Loft Community Services, and my co-speaker today is Chris Whitaker. He is a Loft Speaker Bureau volunteer who is also able to share his personal experiences with Loft Community Services with us. Chris.
Thank you. As James said, my name is Chris, and I'm a volunteer with the Speakers Bureau for Loft Community Services. I was diagnosed with schizophrenia in 1989 at the age of 23. My experience with mental illness and recovery began when my parents became concerned about my behavior. I was acting strangely during my weekly phone calls home, talking about wild fantasies, which I now consider fixed ideas or early symptoms of schizophrenia. I was attending university at the time. My parents were consulting with their family doctor who was concerned about me, so they drove down from Parry Sound to Toronto and brought me to hospital. Upon discharge from hospital, an occupational therapist linked me with Wilkinson Housing and Support Services of Loft Community Services. That's part of my personal story. As you can imagine, there are many more stories. Each year, Loft helps thousands of people like me.
So what does Loft actually do? The short version is that Loft provides housing and support services for some of the most vulnerable people in our communities. Loft is quite a complex organization. Our work is multifaceted as we meet the needs of people who have fallen through the cracks of society, the people who are homeless, those with mental and physical health challenges, and some have substance abuse issues as well. There are a lot of people who have absolutely no resources, no money, and no family. On its own, each of these issues are major life challenges, but together, and most of our clients face multiple challenges, they prevent people from leading lives just like you and I do. At Loft, we begin with a clear and consistent set of principles. Everyone is welcome. We say, your challenges are never too much or too complex. We accept people without judgment. We say, come as you are. And we embrace individuality. We say to people, you are free to set your own goals and to make choices. And we believe in resilience, that they are free and everybody has the ability to grow and change and to get back onto their feet.
With these principles in place, Loft offers the people we serve the safety and stability of housing and the practical support they need to regain dignity and take control of their lives. And they do this not only for people like me, but for seniors and young people as well. In fact, Loft serves people 16 years of age and older. I was referred through a hospital occupational therapist to Loft, which has offered me supportive housing at Aldergrove Co-op with a linked housing support worker at weekly meetings. And just to take a aside and relate our talk to the readings, that's what happens with Loft clients. We transfigure. Loft is helping to transfigure a whole community of vulnerable people out there. And also, we give them a place. What was the first thing that occurred to Peter when he witnessed the transfiguration? Let's build some shelter. That's what Loft is all about, building shelter for the vulnerable in our society. For the last 20 years, over 20 years, Loft has provided me a one-bedroom apartment in downtown Toronto with a linked community support worker through a service from which I have now graduated. In the past, I was encouraged by a former Loft Wilkinson Housing Program director to join a board advisory committee from which I applied and was accepted to the governing board of directors of Loft Community Services. I served the maximum possible 9-year term and retired in 2002 at the age of 36. Wouldn't we all like to retire at that age?
just to add on to Chris's story, my personal story with Loft is I was contacted through a former board member, and I hadn't heard about Loft before. I wasn't sure what they did or who they served. And I was really struck by how effective Loft operated, how they really addressed people's issues who weren't being addressed with traditional methods. As I said earlier, a lot of times our clients have multiple issues. They don't just have mental health, they don't just have poverty, they don't just have homelessness. Usually it's a combination of all of these things. And a lot of times our current mental health system and our current health system, it's designed to handle one thing at a time. And if you're trying to move between those one things at a time, it's very difficult, especially if you have no housing. Because as you know, as most of things are today, it's tied to an address, it's tied to something that you can get mail at. And when you don't have that, it's very hard to get services consistently. And a lot of the people that we deal with require that consistent level of care and service. And that's something that Loft very much is focused on. The other thing that Loft is very focused on is understanding that the needs have changed. That it isn't just in the downtown core where they need to service people. In particular, Loft is very good at identifying areas in the community that are underserved. For example, one of the things that we did was that we recognized that there was no housing services available out in South Simcoe County up in Bradford. So what we ended up doing was actually figuring out that we needed to get out of the downtown core and actually provide services somewhere else. Loft right now works in Toronto, York Region, and South Simcoe County. And what we've done is, in South Simcoe County, we've actually purchased an old rooming house, and we felt that it was important to connect with local, private, and public donors so that we could actually provide services for about 50 seniors on a permanent basis. So we now have provided and house 50 additional seniors in a service center that is fully serviced. They have access to food, medicine, programs, so that they actually have a home to go to. So Loft is very complex. As Chris mentioned, we serve everybody from youth to seniors. All together, we have over 70 program locations. We supply over 1,200 supportive housing units. And all told, we see about 4,600 people a year. So that's quite a lot of people for what we do. And we're really only touching one very small portion of the need that's out there.
We create the conditions for recovery, and the first thing people recover is hope. Like in the movie A Beautiful Mind, the supportive, caring relationship offered to John Forbes Nash by his wife, played by Jennifer Connelly, reflects the relationship Loft has offered me for over 25 years. Loft clients realize, perhaps for the first time, that someone truly cares, and this shifts everything. We begin to rediscover ourselves and what we're capable of, and things begin to change. People get off the streets. They live with dignity, often for the first time in their lives. Hope is there. They connect with their Loft support workers and with one another. They grow and change and become independent.
Loft has been around for quite a long time, and just to give you a little bit of background, we're quite deeply connected to the Anglican Communion and to FaithWorks in particular, where we get some of our funding from. Basically, the Anglican Communion is part of Loft's origin story. We started over 60 years ago in 1953 when a group of concerned Anglican parishioners recognized that there was a need in their community to house young men and women. So they established what was known at the time as Anglican houses. And from that beginning of two Anglican houses, Loft now operates over about 20 owned properties, and we provide high-level support in about 1,200 public housing units. And unfortunately, I have to say unfortunately, we do feel that we are going to be around for quite a long time. We keep evolving to meet the changing needs of our communities, but there's a lot of diversity that's coming into the cities and into the communities that we still have to find out how we have to address. Every day in the communities that we serve, people do fall through the cracks because their challenges are deemed too complex and too hard to serve. Young people are on the street with mental health issues, involved in substance abuse, who have dropped out of school or who don't know how to actually operate in some of the basic life skills. There are a lot of poor, frail seniors who have mental health concerns, and this is a severely underserved area of our community. They also have addiction challenges, and they don't have families to help them. And sometimes they can't even get into nursing homes. We really try and reach out to our senior communities very strongly. And then overall, people who are homeless and who have multiple and especially severe challenges, serious mental illnesses, plus serious physical health problems, we seek to serve them as well. Obviously, there's no single solution that will work for everyone. Our programs are flexible and responsive and continually adapting to ensure each of our clients gets the help that they need. The result overall is a healthier community, and that's something that benefits all of us.
Also, at a time when everyone is rightly concerned about the increasing cost of healthcare and social services, LOFT is helping to bend the cost curve. Just one example to demonstrate what I mean. The cost of keeping someone in hospital for one day is in the area of $1,000, and that may even be increased as time goes forward. The $1,000. The cost of LOFT supportive housing for one day is in the area of $49. $49. LOFT is a model that works on every level. We offer real and sustainable help to those in need at an affordable cost.
And I'll just give you a little bit more background, because a lot of people ask, so why are you named LOFT? What is that all about? And LOFT is actually an acronym for what we have at one of our core, one of the things that we believe is our core identity. LOFT for us stands for Leap of Faith Together. And we believe that when the first group of Anglican parishioners decided that they did need to help out in their communities, they took a leap of faith. They didn't know what they were getting into. And I can imagine what it was like to try and house seniors, or to try and house young men and women at the time without having any guidance. We take a leap of faith together every time that we see somebody come to us or that we find our way to them. And it's very important to continue to understand that this is very much at the core of what we believe is required for social justice in our communities. We believe that it's possible for all of us to take leaps of faith with each other in our times of need, and then extend that leap of faith to the people that are most vulnerable in our communities. Thanks to people like you, LOFT is actually having a really big impact. And as I said, each year we help more than 4,000 people. And it's a huge jump from the first two houses that we had with the Anglican community. LOFT is definitely a model that works on every level. It's something that really allows us to sustain engagement with the community. We came into being to meet a pressing need, a need that we feel will always be with us. And meeting those needs require our ingenuity and our creativity. And all of us have a huge amount of reserves of faith and humanity that can help fuel that.
Leap of faith together, that includes the people we serve. Today I work as a personal experience speaker. I am thoroughly enjoying my personal and professional pursuits. My most significant growth came once I obtained safe, secure, stable housing with LOFT. I now have a home, a job, and a friend.
So it's been really great for us to speak with you today and to give you a little bit of an idea of where some of your FaithWorks donations go to. We thank you very much for your participation in the FaithWorks program, because it does allow us to help the most vulnerable in our communities. We're very humbled for being for your compassionate interest in inviting us here today to tell you a little bit more about FaithWorks and what LOFT does with your donations. And we look forward to continuing our conversation afterwards. Chris and I will be out in the lobby if you have any additional questions. Thank you very much for your attention today.